This program is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
The week of February 10th, MMWR published reports on H5 bird flu in veterinary practitioners and the first reported case of clade 1 mpox in the United States. Let's take a look at headlines from the week of February 10th. CDC finds evidence of previous infection with avian influenza A H5 bird flu in 3 veterinary practitioners who work with cattle. Next, the public health system responds to the first known case of clade 1 mpox in the U.S. and prevents its spread. Welcome, I'm Mary Dott, science editor of CDC's Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. Thanks for joining me for MMWR's briefing for reports published during the week of February 10th, 2025. H5 bird flu has been detected in humans, mostly in those with known exposure to infected dairy cattle and poultry. Farm workers and bovine veterinary practitioners working with animals infected with avian influenza A H5 virus that causes H5 bird flu are at increased risk of virus exposure. In our first report, CDC tested blood specimens from 150 veterinary practitioners who work with cattle to look for antibodies against avian influenza A H5 virus and understand how widespread the infection is among these practitioners. 3 practitioners had evidence of recent infection with the virus that causes H5 bird flu, including 2 who reported no exposures to animals with known or suspected H5 bird flu, and 1 who practiced in 2 U.S. states with no known H5 virus-infected cattle at the time, Georgia and South Carolina. None reported respiratory or influenza-like symptoms, including conjunctivitis, since January of 2024. These findings suggest there could be people and animals in the U.S. that had H5 bird flu, but that had not yet been identified. However, the data suggests these undetected infections are uncommon. These findings highlight the importance of preventing H5 bird flu in animals and rapidly identifying infected dairy cattle through herd and bulk milk testing programs, as announced by the U.S. Department of Agriculture on October 30th of 2024. Increased testing of herds and bulk milk tanks can help monitor for additional H5-positive herds and help better protect bovine veterinary practitioners and other animal workers. Surveillance programs, such as herd and bulk milk testing and serosurveys, can aid in identifying areas of increased risk to bovine veterinary practitioners and farm workers. Identifying areas of increased risk will allow for proper engineering controls, administrative controls, and personal protective equipment use to prevent avian influenza A H5 virus infections. A clade 1 monkeypox virus outbreak is ongoing in Central and Eastern Africa. Historically, clade 1 infections have been more severe than clade 2 mpox, the type of mpox that caused the ongoing global outbreak that began in 2022. Travel-associated clade 1 infections have been reported outside of Africa. There are limited data that inform how clade 1 infections will affect people and healthcare systems outside of Africa. In our second report, public health officials in San Mateo County, California, investigated reports of a clade 1 infection in a U.S. traveler returning from East Africa. Laboratory PCR results suggested clade 1 infection in this individual. This prompted additional testing that led to the diagnosis of clade 1 mpox. This was the first reported case of clade 1 mpox in the United States. 3 additional cases have been identified in the U.S. related to travel from affected areas, and there may be more cases in the future. Public health officials in San Mateo County, along with officials from the California Department of Public Health and CDC, made public health recommendations to prevent additional infections. Clinicians can obtain travel history for patients with suspected mpox and their contacts and notify public health departments if they suspect someone is infected with clade 1 monkeypox virus. Public health officials can develop tools to monitor incoming laboratory test results that could indicate clade 1 infection. These results can be used to prompt additional testing and other public health interventions, such as contact tracing, assessing risk, monitoring, and offering post-exposure prophylaxis to high and intermediate risk people. That's all for this week's update. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Subscribe to MMWR to stay up to date on the latest scientific information. Stay safe and stay well.
For the most accurate health information, visit cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO.